This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new poll from the nonprofit healthcare research group KFF finds that voters are laser-focused on economic concerns right now, and that reflection on this topic is not making them very happy. About two-thirds of voters rate the national economy as either not so good or poor. Among frustrations, the cost of everyday expenses, housing, and healthcare. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Even though unemployment's low and the stock market's mostly been rising lately,
we find economic concerns really at the top of voters' lists, and healthcare costs playing a big role there.
KFF's Ashley Kurzinger says here's what people are most worried about being able to afford.
Unexpected medical bills, also just the general cost of healthcare services, families that have difficulty affording their bills each month. Two-thirds of them say they're worried that a medical or dental bill would put them in debt.
And even though inflation's moderating, some health-related costs are still rising a lot. Hospital, nursing home, and dental care are up 5 to 8% year over year. Non-prescription drugs are up more than 9%. Then there's health insurance, says Andrea Dukas at the Center for American Progress.
Premiums have continued to grow. We've seen deductibles increase really dramatically since the advent of high-deductible health plans.
The average worker's annual premium for employer-sponsored family health coverage rose more than 7.5% last year, according to KFF, to $6,575. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.